Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology. And on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I am excited today because we have Victor Gaudioso. So Victor, thanks for coming.
My pleasure, Tim. How are you?
I'm excited because you're a unique type of Silverlight developer. I mean, you're famous in your own right. You've written some books, have some books coming. But you come from another world.
Yes. Well, actually, I come from the world where I come from Flash world, Flash development. And in the Flash world, everything is about what you see, animation, look and feel, movement, flow. And so far in typical .NET development, that's not been the case, where a lot of emphasis has been on development and back end.
Right.
And it's kind of a challenge for those type of developers now to adopt, heavy look and feel, making things look the way you want using templates, and also movement and flow and animation. And that's something that in our world was such a really popular and a very big part of development. And now we're trying to move that into Silverlight. And it's been challenging, but I found it very responsive. And it seems that a lot of .NET developers are starting to get it. And you can see that from a lot of Silverlight applications now. They're actually...
Oh, absolutely. And just from the work that you've done. I mean, the stuff you've done for the community, not just the books, which we should probably talk about. But you have a series of how-to videos.
Yes.
I mean, my biggest critique, well, sometimes I critique us because if someone wanted to go blind from Flash, or maybe a beginning developer, where would you go? I mean, those how-to videos are awesome.
Well, there's other places, too, like Project Rosetta that Adam Keeney is part of, and also Get Started, the Get Started link on the Silverlight website, silverlight.net. It's very popular, but I wanted to kind of supplement that, whereby if you wanted to come and learn these things, you can find my books, but I also wanted to make it somewhat, you know, cheaper for people to get to. So I put these out, too, because in the end, we're all trying to help adoption of Silverlight. You know, we want to get more developers. We want to convert more Flash developers, get the young guys, the new guys that are just learning this stuff. We want to get them into this. Because, I mean, it behooves us all in the end to make Silverlight more popular and really a Flash competitor, maybe one day beat Flash.
Well, you are certainly helping with the adoption thing by all
trying.
Means. So tell me about a bit about the first books and then the book you have coming.
Well, my books are a little bit different in that most tech books are kind of like textbooks. Very dry. They talk a lot about history. They talk about, you know, the history of the tool or what the tool can do. Mine is very hands-on. It's kind of like, this is like Object X, or say the media element. Here's a little bit about it. Here's why they developed it. And here's what it can do. Now let's build something with it. And that's pretty much my entire books. So if you take my book, there's 14 chapters or so. And by the end, you'll have pretty much 14 little applications in Silverlight that you can actually put in your portfolio. So it's very hands-on. I kind of speak to you almost like I'm over your shoulder. Like, this is how you do this. Kind of very colloquial, very untextbook-like.
Outstanding.
That's how I like to learn,
actually. Like a scenario-based
book. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then what do you have coming?
I have a book now. It's my last book was on Silverlight 3, and this book takes all the parts of that book that are still relevant. I kind of rework the applications, do them a little bit better, using more like behaviors and things like that. But it also takes advantage of the new APIs, kind of like the webcam API, the COM API, where you can open up like Word and make a new document. Doing out of the browser with elevated trust. So it encompasses all the new features of Silverlight 4, as well as all the older features from Silverlight 3 that are still quite relevant. Hopeful.
Outstanding. Now, before I let you go, one more question. I'm fascinated by the Flash thing. If you were to give advice to the Flash developers out there, and there's a gazillion of them, right? What's the best way, your guidance, on how they jump in?
Well, that's easy if you're a developer. Then if you're an ActionScript guy, then it's pretty easy. I mean, ActionScript's a good language, and it's pretty much object-oriented. Well, it is object-oriented, especially now with ActionScript 3. It's pretty much easy to jump over to C#. So that's not a big deal. But I would say if you're a visual guy, if you know how to do animations, if you know how to really pay attention to detail, to look and feel.
Design.
Yeah, if you can do that and just take, not even design, but if you can take that from a designer and put it into actual working parts, like user controls and XAML and the like, if you have an ability to do that, then there's a huge market for you in this field alone. Like I said, typical .NET developers don't really have that experience. So if you can bring that to the table, then you're a very sought-after commodity in the Silverlight community.
It's a Silverlight world. We're just living in it. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Tim.
And thank you guys for watching.